Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground.
Way out west, there was this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of
Todd Lebo.
At least that was the handle his loving parents gave him. But he never had much use for it himself.
This Lebo.
He called himself
Lebo.
Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's
Todd Lebo.
Kansas City.
I hate Lebo.
La, 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 la. Well, if there was a man around here that would put out a press release that said that, you know, we've made this move because there's more to be done and higher aspirations to be met, it would be Lebo. About any number of people around here.
Todd Lebo struck.
But that is what Amy Adams Strunk released in the statement on firing John Robinson, the general manager of the Titans, that
so
there is more to be done.
They get eliminated from the playoffs last week.
They are
just
two,
checking the standings.
They are 2.5/3 games up.
Okay.
To be the number 4 seed.
Yeah.
And to host a home game
in the middle of the season. Of course, you know that the Chiefs did fire John Dorsey in the middle of summer when things were going fine. But
yeah, more to be done, higher aspirations to be met. Essentially,
and we're not doing it this year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Essentially, thank you for getting us to this level from where we were. I don't believe you have what it takes to get us to the next level.
He's Alex Smith.
Yeah. He's Marty Schottenheimer.
Marty.
Marty, well, at two spots. Marty with the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Are you going to hire Gunther or play Patrick Mahomes? That's your next step. Because those are different
things. Exactly right.
I
compared it in the previous hour to a college football program that was, you know, an also-ran, run-of-the-mill, or just stuck in the mud, that you hire a coach that gets you back to relevance, but then that's kind of just where you're at.
What do you need?
And the AD says, you know what? We're going to thread that needle. We're going to go and make a move here, and we're going to hire somebody that is going to be better than what we're already getting, which is probably a pretty decent amount of success. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to actually get better and get over the hump because we don't think you can do that. It's a risk.
You may go backwards.
Exactly.
It is definitely risky. It's
a risk. And he's been criticized a lot for his misses in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And she also mentioned that their evaluation is results oriented and also roster construction building oriented. And so I think it's probably more that, because there's been a lot of people that have complained about his drafts and misses.
Well, you know, like, I mean, hit a home run with AJ Brown, but then had to trade him because he didn't want to be there.
Right.
So your hit didn't work either.
And there have been a number of misses. They also hit with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, which is an odd term to use with him.
If you really go talk to every fan base, you know what you're going to have? You're going to have hits and misses.
That's right. In the draft,
and
no.
In the good teams, you're still going to have misses. And the bad teams, you're probably still going to have some hits.
Nah.
You know?
I don't buy that at all.
That's how it goes.
I think good teams never miss.
Timing's interesting on this. Maybe there's something more to it. I don't know.
That's right. Is there something off the field, or just they don't, you know, John Robinson and Vrabel just stopped getting along? Like, because he hired Vrabel. I mean, that's a hell of a hire to hire Mike Vrabel. And Vrabel's been an awesome coach
in
the NFL.
Well, maybe Mike Vrabel's just that guy too, because they had a one seed they didn't get through.
And boy, it'd be interesting if they were to fire Mike Vrabel. Because here's the thing. If they fired Mike Vrabel, who would be the best coach for them to go out and hire of all the available coaches? Probably Mike Vrabel.
He would be unemployed for 2.7 seconds.
Yeah.
It would be teams would hurt themselves trying to hire Mike Vrabel.
Remember when the people were talking about the Steelers maybe firing Mike Tomlin?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, well, if the Steelers fire Mike Tomlin, who's the best coach that would be available for them to go and hire?
At that moment, it'd be Mike Tomlin.
Probably Mike Tomlin. Tomlin. Yeah. So maybe don't do that. Maybe don't fire that guy, since he would be the best option.
You know, I'm big time on TikTok.
You are. You're a TikToker.
I don't TikTok, but I do look at TikTok, and I just saw this Mike Tomlin thing from the Georgia Dome I guess Sunday, right? They played
They played in Atlanta, yeah.
And he's walking through the tunnel, and there's some Steeler fan going, "Oh, Coach Mike." And he just says, "I'm effing working," but he didn't say effing. And that's all. He just walks by, and he's just like that. And it's like, oh, you're really working right now. I mean, you're just walking through
he's
the tunnel.
Kind of walking.
But he's got his game face on. It's hilarious.
Very Marcus Allen.
Like, oh, okay.
Very Marcus Allen of him.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very Max Scherzer of him. Remember video of Max Scherzer where there was like a special first pitch or whatever it was like a Make-A-Wish or it was something like really.
This is my day. Really I only have to do this for this day.
And Max Scherzer was just on the mound warming up, just ignoring everything that was going on, just focused in, warming up like, there's Max Scherzer. He's just that guy's just going to go out there and do what he takes. And then there was the opposite of like, hey, man, why don't, you know.
What's going on? Let's take a picture.
Maybe just let the person have their day, you know, a little bit of time.
That is interesting, though. The Titans are a very good franchise, but, you know, they're not. They haven't gotten there yet. They had the one seed last year, lost at home.
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Made the title game here. They were the ones who gave the Chiefs the one seed that year by going to New England and winning that game.
Yeah. Miami. Miami did that.
Miami, no, in the regular season. In the postseason.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, yeah.
The two seed in there.
So they went to New England. Tennessee goes to New England.
Beat the boss.
And won against that one seed.
By doing the weird penalties and delays a game and doing all the Belichick things to him.
Vrabel is
really a smart guy. And he was just not someone you even wanted to speak to with the couple of years he was with the Chiefs and in the locker room because he was at the end of his career and he couldn't do what he used to do.
And he wasn't happy here.
He wasn't.
No, he didn't. He did not like getting traded here.
I'll bet he took all the money they gave him, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep,
didn't turn it down. Yeah. Those weren't great Chiefs times.
And also, by the way, they lost to the team that then went into Kansas City and won. So it's not like you guys lost to the Bengals and then the Chiefs beat them by 40. You know, no, you lost to the Bengals in a back and forth close game where it was a play here or there you would have won, and then they went into Kansas City and won a game where it was a back and forth game play here.
Probably
there,
lost that game because of the GM.
Not enough good players. Yeah. Same thing with the Chiefs.
They're an interesting GM's team the issue. Because they had drafted. This was before him, I think. I don't know. He didn't draft Mariota, did he? Probably not.
Who?
I think that would have been long enough ago.
He got hired in. This was 7 years. If Mariota's been in the league longer than 7 years,
but so they did try to draft a quarterback very early in the draft, but then they said nah, and they made the trade for Tannehill. Tannehill is a good quarterback, but it's very Alex Smithy. You think that he's not going to be someone who takes you to the Super Bowl.
No, Mariota was there when he got hired.
That was the 15 draft, though, so that is 7 years ago.
Well, when did he get hired?
This is his seventh year.
Right.
So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
So it was very close.
So his first year was 2016 because he hasn't had a sub-500 season yet. He took over a team that had won five games the previous 2 years.
So that franchise had drafted someone in the top two, right? Was he two?
Two, yeah.
Yep.
He drafted someone in the top two who was okay. I mean, he won playoff game in Arrowhead.
And a few years before that took Jake Locker.
They did.
They went Locker, they went Mariota, and then
they hired, said, all right, we're not doing this.
And John Robinson.
That's the crazy part about it, you know. We sat here for almost 30 years or whatever without drafting a quarterback in the first round in Kansas City. And you look at some of these, they just do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just kind of throwing darts and see if it works. And the Locker ended up getting hurt. I never thought he looked like someone who was going to. He just couldn't throw.
Other than that, he was a fantastic quarterback.
He was Taysom Hill or something like that. Is what he would have been. But great weapon.
He hurt his
money.
Hurt his hip, I think.
Yeah. Then he just
honestly, oddly enough, running the football.
Yeah. Weird how that happens.
Yeah.
But then so that's a couple of top 10 draft picks they drafted within the span of just a few years, and it didn't work out. And then like you know what? And Tannehill also was a top 10 draft pick, right? Or first rounder.
They traded for him.
They traded for him, and you know they've invested in him quite a bit, but. He's not some kid anymore. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, maybe they want a new GM to go find the next quarterback.
Maybe they want a GM to say, you know what, be bold. You keep going in every year and saying Tannehill's the guy, and it's not going to happen. As long as you believe Tannehill's good enough to win the Super Bowl, it's not going to happen here. We've got aspirations of winning the Super Bowl. We need somebody that's going to recognize what the quarterback is to get us there and make the bold move to do that. I don't know. Maybe that's the view. But
who knows? Everybody,
there wasn't a move in the last year to do that, though. Malik Willis in the third round might have been the best quarterback draft pick value-wise in that whole draft. Going to get Kenny Pickett wouldn't have helped that.
Yeah, I mean,
there's just not like a Patrick Mahomes laying around. Yeah.
Most years, there's not a Patrick Mahomes.
Malik Willis was a third round pick. If Malik Willis was a first rounder, you know, which a lot of people thought he could be. Maybe he'll
end up being a good player. You know, kind of to transition a little bit to the Chiefs, I mean, you know, there's a lot of concern about the Chiefs defense. They couldn't get off the field and all the different things that happened there. And they've had so many kind of highs and lows this year. because of just circumstance, I think, right? They played against, what was the guy's name for the Rams?
Bryce? It was Bryce Perkins.
He didn't even play last week. So
correct. Yeah, they got John Walford back last week.
They got to play against Malik Willis, right? So they're those were the kind of their better games. They haven't been as good.
Tennessee was a gross game.
Yeah,
it took Mahomes putting the team on his back and trying to win that game with Malik Willis out there, which is goes to sort of the negative column of the Chiefs this year.
The defense, because I think the defense has some good things going for it, but I don't think they have been. Now they have beaten some teams with elite quarterbacks, if you want to call Justin Herbert elite or whatever, and Justin Herbert is good. There aren't very many elite quarterbacks, I guess, but he's definitely top half of the league or whatever. So those are the wins there, but they lost to Josh Allen, they lost to Joe Burrow, and they had great success against Bryce Perkins and Malik Willis. I don't think they had great success against Justin Herbert, but they won the game. They did have a pick six against him, but I mean, it was all they could do to win the game out in L.A. And they, the Derek Carr game, he's just a fine quarterback. They went for two and didn't get it. They've had some really close football games here this year.
The Chargers, it's an interesting series with those two games because the Chiefs were plus one in both games, and they won both games by three. Mm-hmm. The plus one at home was
a huge plus one.
A 14-point swing. Yeah.
I call that like a one plus, and a half or something.
It's
or
like
plus
almost
two.
Two.
It's a different deal.
They haven't been able to get turnovers, the defense, this year. And they are,
they can't turn the Bengals over.
They're the,
like, ever.
Yeah, they've got one turnover in three games against the Bengals. The Bengals have turned it over one time in three games against the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the only team in the NFL that is above 500 with a negative turnover differential. They're minus four right now. And they're also minus four in the last five
other
games.
Things.
Yeah, absolutely.
That shows you about the offense and the fact that the defense has done a nice job of bending and not breaking, generally speaking. They haven't had these as many great big plays where it happened real quick on them. They've made people work for touchdowns and all that. It kills me when you see teams that are like the Chiefs where they're minus and they're still winning. They're not just a game over 500. I mean, they're in first place and they could clinch their division this weekend and are in the hunt for the one seed. That shows you how good they do lots of other things. And turnovers can be taught, but there's also some luck to it. Sometimes the ball just bounces funny and you don't get it. Sometimes it's your fault because you try to pick it up instead of falling on it. And there's lots of different ways to kind of have turnovers happen. And they just haven't – it's not been a good year for them in that front. Like, I'm sitting there – I don't know if you knew this. I don't really like Southern Cal.
What?
Because their coach.
Why would you not?
They were at Oklahoma before.
I thought you – last year you were a big fan of Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams. Yeah. What happened?
So they were plus 23 this year in turnovers.
No kidding?
Yeah, going into that game against Utah.
I did not realize that.
So they were plus 23.
Wow.
So that will tell you that you're kind of living on the edge because they'd had some close games. But you're sometimes when you're plus 23, you're just dominating people and you're awesome.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you're forcing another team to pass it and they're
passing
it.
Like Georgia's probably plus a lot too.
Yeah.
But, they kill people. I mean, Southern Cal was barely winning games, and they were plus 23. And then what happened in their title game is it kind of fell apart, went the other way. I think what you'd hope for the Chiefs is they're minus right now, but hopefully these things will kind of even out, and there's less games for it to even out, and those are coming later in the year, and perhaps they will have some games where they're kind of plus, and they'll get it done, because I think turnovers probably mean less. We used to always hear the old Dick Vermeil stats and stuff when he would talk to us on like Tuesdays when they had their media conferences, and he'd say, if you're minus two in turnovers, you have a 80% chance of losing the game on the road. He had always had these numbers on turnovers. I don't think those hold as true as they used to, or the Chiefs wouldn't be 9-3. They just wouldn't be.
They're 3-3 when they lose the turnover battle, though.
Yeah.
So they have wins against Arizona. They were minus one in turnovers in that game. They won against where's the other?
They were
one
at Niners, weren't they? Minus against the Niners, or
yeah,
they were
they
even up.
They were minus
Bills probably.
I'm trying to find the wins. Minus against the Titans and the Jags. Those are the three wins.
Yeah. Colts, Jags, Titans, they were minus three against the Jags.
Yep,
I think
Colts,
they?
Titans, Jags are the
and
three
covered.
Wins. The three losses we know are the three losses.
Right.
They're minus one against the Colts, minus one against the Bills, and minus
one
against the Bengals.
Probably even in a lot of games, too.
And minus one against the Bills was two turnovers. They got a turnover from the Bills in that game, but Mahomes bookended the game with interceptions. That first drive interception was crucial.
We don't count these in turnovers, but giving up fourth downs or stopping on fourth downs, those are kind of like little mini turnovers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's there's so much more of that happening now in the league than there was before.
And so you could count the Chiefs and the Bengals' final drive of the first half as a turnover. Then you could, even though it doesn't go down as a turnover, it took points off the board. It was, I think it was a 7-point play by Dunlap, because I think they were going to score a touchdown.
Three.
I mean, it's at least three, points. But I think it was seven. Yeah. I think they were going to score a touchdown on that drive. But, you know, it's at least three. You're right.
Quarterback. And getting to the quarterback causes bad throws. You're not going to cause a fumble if you don't touch a quarterback. And they haven't been able to do that with Joe Burrow. It's a major issue. It doesn't seem to make sense because he has still been sacked plenty. I mean, the Chiefs just can't do it. They can't get to him. They can't get him to the ground. I don't understand it. Yeah, I don't get it. And I was really surprised this week because they were so focused on this. We've been hearing about this game for like 8 months. And they just seemed determined to do differently this time in that part of the game, and they weren't able to get it done. It's very frustrating. You'd sit there, and you're sitting there watching the game, and you're like, can you get to the guy? Can you get to the guy? And there were times he had just tons of time back there to throw, and they haven't been able to get to him. And if you don't like Joe Burrow, which no one around here does,
not at all.
It's even worse because he looks very smug and, cocky and all that. A little Tom Brady-ish, the way he kind of walked around.
Yeah.
You don't like it. Here's what you can't do. You can't do anything about it because they've won three times in 2022 against the Chiefs.
And this three of the five losses, they've certainly got scoreboard. The play of the defense and maybe the effort, the intensity, tackling, the things that I thought wouldn't be an issue. I didn't think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday talking about the game would be, boy, they just didn't tackle very well. Boy, it just didn't look like they were all that.
They've been a pretty good tackling team this year, and they couldn't get P. Ryan on the ground a couple of times. They couldn't get Jamar Chase on the ground a couple of times, and it was like I said, they've been a pretty good tackling team. Justin Reed got stiff-armed a couple of times. Nick Bolton a couple of times, and he's been a very sure tackler. If he gets his hands on you, you're not getting much more, and there were a couple of times where he kind of got in that way, it's a credit. You have to credit the other team sometimes.
Yeah.
As they say, they get paid too, and they were fired up for this game as well.
The Bengals were 7 of 11 on third down. And one of the things that I was, going back and looking, because it just felt like there was a lot of either missed tackles or it was a frustrating game because it felt like, man, the Bengals picked up three or four more yards on that play than you would expect.
The missed tackles made it
or four more yards
third and two. That was the problem. And even when they got them in third and six or seven, those numbers suck too.
Well, yeah, absolutely. But the third down conversions, so 7 of 11. So they converted 7 third downs. 6 of those 7, the pass was thrown
behind
short of the line to gain. Short of the line to gain. They did not. One time they threw the ball past the line to gain. That was 3rd and 2 on the second possession for the Bengals in the game. And that was a Jamar Chase 6-yard catch in which he caught the ball 4 yards down the field, and then picked up another couple of yards after that. Turning
was the touchdown a third down too?
Drop touchdown was a third down. Yeah. They threw it, but they didn't convert. So that's in the little. And also, 3 of the 7 conversions that they had, the ball was not only thrown short of the line to gain, it was thrown behind the line of scrimmage.
Right. So you had plenty of opportunity to go tackle.
Third down and 4. The third play of the game. 3rd down and 4, Samaje Perine, a little dump off, 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage. He picked up 11 more yards.
Right. They've
11
not covered the back well.
More yards. The 3rd down and 7 play to Samaje Perine, he caught the ball 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And that means he was 12 yards away from a first down. Oddly enough, he picked up 12 yards.
just like that.
As he goes, and that was where Nick Bolton hits him, mm-hmm. you know, and he just
couldn't quite.
P. Ryan gets 4 more yards.
Yeah.
You know, if they 4 yards short of the first down, Nick Bolton makes contact with Samaje P. Ryan, and he picks
Very
up 4
rare
more
for him to right. give up 4 yards after contact.
And then 3rd and 5, Ja'Marr Chase caught the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and he picked up 7 on 3rd and 5. Exactly what he needed, and that was pursuit angle, it was tackling, mm-hmm. it was leverage, it was all of those things in the game, and those were the things I didn't think we'd be talking about, because especially when Justin Reed says, oh, we know what happened last year watching the film, guys weren't in the right spot, missed tackles, not doing the things, that's going to be taken care of. You know, whether he talked about lock them down, lock them this, that, the first thing he talked about that was... Well, we saw what happened last year, and there were missed tackles. Guys weren't in the right spot.
Right.
And then it happened again. Like, that's one of the more frustrating. Not putting pressure on Joe Burrow.
Listen, I haven't watched all the Bengals games. I'm assuming they do this against a lot of teams because
throwing
they have some
short of the sticks.
Very yeah. talented players.
Yeah.
And not P. Ryan in particular, but he's a bowling mm-hmm. ball, right?
Yeah.
He's a tough guy to bring down. But Chase is tough, man. He is tough to tackle. And Higgins is a big dude.
Yeah.
So they got some guys who don't just go down easily when they get hit with that first contact. That's the frustrating thing when you, like, every time you would watch, I shouldn't be talking poorly of someone who's on the IR, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like, first guy almost always yeah. got him down.
Well, if you go through those.
That's if you have a running back, especially when Josh drafted in the first round.
One pick before T. Higgins, by the way.
You'd like him to be able to break tackles, and that's what Pacheco has shown you.
Yes.
He yeah. very rarely gets hit by the first guy and drops to the ground. So they got some work to do. Well, this isn't the end of the world for this team, but it stinks because this could have been a separation kind of game for them that would put them
mm-hmm.
a couple games, about 3 games ahead of the Bengals and the tiebreaker. And we talked about the schedule of the Bengals a couple of weeks ago. They had, I thought, 4 real tests: Titans, Chiefs, some scrubs,
mm-hmm.
Bills, Ravens. They're 2-0.
Yep.
They got a GM fired.
And that and that Ravens game might not be the same if Lamar doesn't come back.
Now that's the very last week. That would be yeah. about the time. I mean yeah. who could even tackle Huntley though?
Nobody. Not the Broncos.
I've seen. Not that I've seen. So
certainly nobody on the Chiefs.
He hasn't had a chance to.
They wouldn't. Yeah. I'm just saying it wouldn't go that way either.
Well, so the tackling part is frustrating. Then we'll take a break and come back and do Fact or Fiction. So I talked about even the first downs that were behind the line of scrimmage. And the only first down they converted out of 7 that was beyond the sticks was that 3rd down and 2. But it was 3rd down and 8, and T. Higgins caught the ball
right at it.
At 5 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He then picked up 7 more yards for the touchdown. You know, so not only did he pick up the first down, he then got into the end zone. So he got 7 yards after the catch. He caught the ball 3 yards short of the first down marker. We talked about P. Ryan. That was, you know, 12 yards, which is just a disaster.
The biggest backbreaker was the last one of the game, right at the sticks.
3rd and 5 to Boyd, Tyler Boyd. They threw the ball over the middle for 4 yards, and then he spun and picked. That was a tougher one because it's almost right. That's pretty much at the sticks, and you got to come up and make the tackle and drive him backwards when he catches and spins, and his inertia is going the other way. That's a tough one. Chase, the 5 yards that we talked about, he needed 7 because he caught the ball 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. And then the 3rd and 11, Higgins did catch the ball 10 yards down the field, so it was a yard short.
But
that was – I don't even know if that was a better throw or a better catch.
All of the above.
I mean,
it's great.
Both,
all of it was great. That's high level execution from the number one pick of the draft to a second round wide receiver.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and the number 33 pick in the draft, who then, after the game was over, asked about that specific play and why not play it safe on 3rd and 11. And he said, you know the quarterback over there. Yeah, we kick a field goal, he's going down and winning the game.
They,
by the way,
try to win
thanks
the game.
Defense.
Yeah.
Hey, defense, if we were to get a field goal, you ain't stopping him. But that mentality of 3rd and 11, no, I'm going to throw it into this tight window, because if we don't complete the catch, or if we keep the clock running, or whatever, doesn't matter. He's going to go down and score 7. So we're either going to get the first down or we're going to lose the game in his
mind.
The
last 3 games where the Chiefs lost all of them, they all have a common factor. The Bengals ended the game with the ball. They never gave the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. Now, Patrick Mahomes had the ball to start overtime, and they failed.
Yeah.
But then they kicked the ball in overtime there. At the end of the game last year at
in Cincinnati,
they just took
let
all
him score.
Of the client.
Let him score.
They didn't. I'm so frustrated with those Zooms back then. Andy just either didn't want to answer the question or refused to understand the question was getting asked. And then this year, same thing. They went for it, and then they got to kneel on the ball, victory formation. So they had two game-winning field goals in victory formation, and the Chiefs were on the sideline both times.
Were you in agreement? I think everybody here, and then we talked to Adam Teicher, sort of the same mold, that the field goal was immaterial for Butker. Make or miss, it's a difference of 27-24 or 30-27 final.
The Bengals were going to do something, but, if you make it, the conversation is different. But he missed it, and it was worse. Because if you make it, you're kicking it off. They're getting the ball 20 yards further down. Mm-hmm. You miss it, it's the worst of all scenarios.
Yeah. Either way, you're going to have to get the ball back in some fashion, even if he makes it. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Fact or Fiction coming up next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
Well, there's certainly an element of luck in sports. Excuse me.
On Sports Radio 810.
All right, let's play a little Fact or Fiction. Josh Briscoe will be going through the questions, whether they are fact or they are fiction. Todd, Beards,
me. Who's going to go first?
Let's start with Todd.
Who goes first? So it's
Johnson. Who goes there?
All right, my friends, fact or fiction. You know we had a whole lot of things happening this.
Buddy.
Call me buddy, pal.
I'm not your pal.
Settle down, sport
guy.
I couldn't remember. I don't know if there's one after a guy.
Ace.
Is that what it is?
Ace, pal, sport.
I'll work on some more.
Buddy. Chief. Not your buddy, pal.
Look, we've been talking about how challenging of the last couple of days this has been around here.
Yep.
And I want to put you on the spot for actually a question you ended up asking Adam Teicher already, Jason. So I don't know what your answer will be, but I heard Teicher's. Fact or fiction, the Kansas City Chiefs will still be the one seed in the AFC. Factual or fictional? I'm actually changing the name of the game.
I'm going to go with what my friends on my text string say, because they've tried to prove this to me with schedules. I'm going to say fact.
Beards?
I'll go fiction.
Well, if you were watching Sunday Sound Off, you would have seen my answer then.
I don't watch it when I'm not on.
I know, that makes sense. I don't watch it even when I'm on, but I watch it when I'm not on.
Right.
I actually watch it when
I'm
not on.
That's what a healthy person would do.
Yes.
That makes sense.
I'm going fact. I think they end up with the one seed because I think they went out.
I think it's a fact.
All right.
Take that Beards in your face.
A little free perspective today, hoping to scrape you off the floor.
There you go.
Where you are still.
Hey, you know what? My brother texted right after the game was over. Said, you know what? Chiefs and Bengals went out. They're the one seed.
I'd be good with that. From here on out,
Chiefs
it's two-day, baby.
They are the Chiefs of the one seed.
Let's
Chiefs
go, everybody but Buffalo.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing on Thanksgiving. Detroit Lions. All could have felt so different today.
Should have won that game.
Fact or fiction?
They don't do that. You know.
I know. Okay. But they're starting. They are always close to the end.
They're right,
but they don't do that.
They always are like licking your kneecap, and you're like, "Hey, stop it! Hey!
You push him away.
It's like a dog on your leg. Yeah, but it's just Dan Campbell just trying to get a bite through.
Who's
like,
a good boy?
This is Denim Dan.
Who's a good boy?
Fact or fiction? The Chiefs' biggest problem is at left tackle. Beard, you get to go first. Main topic of discussion in our first segment today. But is it the Chiefs' biggest problem? Left tackle, Beard, fact or fiction?
Fiction. It's the fact they have zero pass rush.
I'm going to go fiction as well, that it's the pass rush as well.
Lebo?
And I'm going to say as well one more time as well.
Lebo as well?
It's in the top two.
Two.
I think you're probably right. I think it probably is.
Flip a coin. Yes. No.
I will
both.
Say fiction to be safe.
I think it's fiction.
Okay.
I think you guys are all on the right track there.
You say it's running back?
I wouldn't say. Yeah, that's the problem. I wouldn't say there's no pass rush, Beards. I would say there's no pass rush.
Outside of Chris Jones.
Outside of number 95, at least on a consistent basis.
There's not enough pass rush.
That's right. There needs to be a little more juice there.
There's nobody else that's dynamic on that defensive line.
Not consistently enough.
To the point to where people thought Michael Dana pulled up or didn't want to hit Joe Burrow. Because Michael Dana just isn't athletic enough to lose his balance and to regain it and get back in the play without taking three steps to do it.
He looks a little surprised. What is this?
Micah Parsons has one step and then dives right after Joe Burrow and hits him. Michael Dana took three steps to change the direction to go to his right to get. He didn't stop. He's just not athletic.
Which is fine. He's Mike Dana. He should be on an NFL roster. It's good that he's on the Chiefs roster.
He's perfectly fine.
He just shouldn't be your break glass in case of needing to get Joe Burrow.
He's unlikely to sign like a $150 million deal.
Right.
Like
unlikely.
And he didn't stop. He wasn't trying to not hit Joe Burrow.
No.
Just not athletic
just
enough.
Didn't it was
in
a weird angle. Didn't quite have enough burst.
And he's got to take three steps to stop his momentum and change his angle, whereas, high-level defensive pass rushers. One step and
in,
and they're in the quarterback's face. So
let's stay with football, but leave the Chiefs behind. Okay. I don't know. You guys watch a little Monday Night Football last night? You NFC South it? Barn burner.
A little.
Same. I only watched what I needed to, which was the fourth quarter.
The end.
And I've seen some things, or have I? Tom Brady will quarterback the San Francisco 49ers to an NFC championship game next season. Fact
I'm
or fiction?
I'm going to say fiction.
That's fiction. No way.
Beards?
I'll play the game and I'll say fact.
This isn't even just a fact, which it is.
Yeah, it's a fact.
This is a warning. Because I have come back from the future. He's going to take a $6 million one-year deal. They're going to get Gronk out of the carbonite that he's been in since retiring for the third time.
Mom and dad.
They're going to put him on the field with Debo and George Kittle and Brandon Ayuk and Christian McCaffrey. They're the one seed. I have traveled a year into the future. I've come back again. I'm telling you, this is a thing that happens.
I think it is a fact that Tom Brady will be quarterbacking a team in San Francisco very soon. They play in San Francisco this week. So I'm going to say that Tampa will be in Tom Brady will be quarterbacking a team in San Francisco.
Well, he's got no one to tell him he can't do it anymore.
Within
he's
the
all
next
busted
week.
Up with Giselle.
That's a good point. He might as well just do whatever he wants for the next
I think
three, four
there
years.
Is Tom Brady one last job like thing for next year. Said,
oh, I will be a huge Tom Brady fan on December 18th when they're playing at home against the Bengals. I'll be rooting for Brady
sure.
in that game.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then I'll be a Burrow fan against the Bills, which is not fun.
Well, speaking of guys you're just a huge fan of, like Tom Brady, like Joe Burrow,
yes.
Someone else I know you love, Jason,
who's
Adalberto
that?
Mondesi.
Oh, huge fan. My Mondesi jersey.
Fiction.
They avoided arbitration today, and here's the fact or fiction. Adalberto Mondesi will be in the Royals starting lineup on opening day.
Fiction.
Lebo says fiction.
Oh, bleak on May 22nd.
Oh, bleak.
The outlook is bleak.
That's the fact. He'll be there, and then about four games in, then he'll be
okay,
hurt.
Okay, you got calling for the so, week yes, one oblique. Cold there weather the got him.
The actual answer is what Todd said in that he'll be injured.
I knew
but
that.
I'm going to go fact in that he'll be in the start just because you know the Royals will want him to be there. So I'm going to say it's fact. He'll be the starting shortstop.
You sure? Because I know that guys can get injured in spring training. Like no, I don't want you to get misled.
He saves us for the regular season.
No, he is.
Oh, he's been injured in spring
training.
No, he's
going injured to get in injured. But I'm just going to go with the fact that he's going to be there. And I think you're going to say fact that he'll be there.
It's
in
a new regime.
The lineup.
Every single thing about all that, Jason, that was a fact.
Oh yes. God,
that's a fact.
I don't know where he's going to be. He might be in center field. I don't know, man. I don't know. He might be. Nothing would surprise me except the only thing that would surprise me would be if he is healthy and on the bench.
That's the only thing.
That would surprise me.
That's the matchup that's surprising.
Yes, that's the outlier.
That's the TCU Ohio State of the matchup that would be surprising. That's of Mondesi not only being healthy but not starting. Opening day.
I can't wait for that week of shows. It's going to be awesome. The week of shows that he's playing for the Royals, I mean. I hope he's healthy. I'm willing to be the guy that says you never root for injuries. You hate to see injuries. You'd love to see him stay healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just ready to see this greatest prospect in the history of baseball.
By the way, let's just do the real quick math. This is 2023, right?
Yeah.
He played in the World Series in 15.
Yeah.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 20. Ninth season.
Any day now. I mean,
not,
I think
not
that
quite prospect-y.
Is he still technically a rookie? Does he have if he has
he
a good
may,
season?
I mean, he seriously maybe.
Does he have rookie of the year votes?
See.
Is he on the ballot?
I think he's got like maybe a year and a half of major league service.
I want him to be healthy and also good so bad. I'm not holding my breath, but I would like that thing to happen.
5.08 service time. Go ahead.
That's close. Fact or fiction? Alabama should in fact be in the college football playoff. They're number five. They deserved their spot in there.
Beards.
Roll Tide.
Is it a college football playoff without Alabama?
Fact. That's the question. Beards says it's a fact.
Oh, Nelly, let me tell you about Alabama.
Jason, fact or fiction?
Fiction. They should not be in.
Leibs?
Fiction. Two losses.
It's fiction. Get them out of there. Lebo, Beards tied with
three.
They were
going to make it, though. If TCU would have gotten beat by two touchdowns, they were sitting right there to vulture that.
K-State up by
day.
11 if they start Utah-ing USC.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Max Dugan, you didn't win,
it's the Alabama championship game.
Yeah. And this year, it's the Alabama Memorial Championship game because they're not actually in it.
That's right.
Fact or fiction, different football. The U.S. men's national team should move on from Greg Berhalter. Fact or fiction, Jason?
My vast knowledge and analyzing of this and years of watching says fiction.
Ooh, okay. Lebo, fact or fiction?
How about fact?
Oh, Lebo says fact. Ooh, beards.
Who?
There fact. You go.
Did you say fact?
I did.
Said fact.
It's a fact!
Damn it.
You want Peter Vermees to run
on PBS.
I would love that, but ultimately just get a new voice in for the next cycle. There's been some good news around the men's national team, but let's go ahead and get somebody who will play the young guys whose names I definitely remember all of unanimously.
Pepe.
Timothy Chalamet and the other kid.
Pepe.
I don't think
Reyna.
That's Rio Jaina.
Yeah. Rio Jaina.
Yeah. It's pronounced Gina, actually.
Pepe should have been on the roster.
Devon Dotson, I knew it.
Fact or fiction. Anybody who says the phrase cry about it is actually way more upset about that thing than you are.
Fact.
Beards?
That's a fact.
Fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, Jack.
Cry about
it.
I don't know what they teach in the safety room, but, I mean, pliability, movability, versatility, and Twitterability, a very highly listed trait for the chief safeties.
I don't know that his mouth will be availability anytime soon once they talk to him again.
Dumbs are. Yeah, I mean, that's... I don't know, man. I like Justin Reed.
I like him a lot.
This has been a weird week of decisions for him. Yeah. Fact or fiction, we're going back to the Chiefs, not just because we're here to cry about it, but because the Bengals are the only legitimate threat to the Chiefs in the AFC. Fact or fiction?
Fiction. Wait, were you first?
Well, you went first last time, so yeah.
You were really excited to talk about how much of a fact cry about it was.
It's fiction. The Bills still exist, guys.
Fiction.
Yeah.
Fiction.
You're all right. It's a total fabrication.
And the Dolphins.
Yeah. I think the Dolphins are still there, especially the middle of the field for the Chiefs. Got scary
they
for
got
me.
Beat that badly last week.
Me
I thought
too.
It was gonna be tough to go across the country.
Rattled.
So was my teaser of plus 10.5.
I care.
Wasn't enough. Didn't get there.
10.5.
Not only was it teased to 10.5, Jimmy G got injured.
Yeah,
that was an easy win.
Damn, Brock Purdy coming and beat spread your ass.
Man,
whoa, what?
You heard what Brock Purdy did? He spread your ass.
Pause.
I'm not doing the next one until I see you mark it, Beards.
I just did it.
All right,
I'm up first.
Fact or fiction, the Chiefs' ceiling hinges on Mecole Hardman's abdomen and Kadarius Toney's hamstring. Fact or fiction?
Boy, that's an interesting way to describe the ceiling. I'm gonna say fiction.
Fiction. I think it depends on Orlando Brown.
That's what I'm going with. Right, that's what I was thinking, but it's like, but then does Orlando Brown improve from what he is already, who he is, whereas Mecole Hardman and Toney coming back does improve the offense? I don't even know what I said.
You got two fictions, and then we're on your beards.
Fiction. Okay, great.
He's going to say fact. He should.
I'm going to say fact on that one. I like it when they score points.
It's a tricky one,
uh-huh.
But I think it's a fact.
Yes,
freaking
a fact.
AES. Jumping here.
That look, we have that Mahomes-Kelsey route sort of breaking.
So is it
ceiling is a funny word, but I think it has been so evident that
we know the defense is bad. We know the offensive line has issues. We are missing two wide receivers.
And we've seen the offense be able to work around a suboptimal offensive line, but they need a little more speed.
The suboptimal defense.
The offense has been very congested without that speed from either of those guys out there. And I just think we agreed on fact or fiction of it was, I think, the week before they traded for Kadarius Toney that Mecole Hardman was the third most important pass catcher on the Chiefs. Now he's been gone. Toney hasn't been there to replace him. The offense looks worse.
Yep.
Not as good.
I think Mahomes drags that offense up another level with those guys out there to help.
Lebo leads us off the final round.
Fact, that's not the math that I have, but whatever
one,
we need
two,
to do
three,
is fine.
One, two, three,
I got this
one,
is
two,
10
three.
Out of 12.
Let's go.
I've got 9.
This is number 10. Are we not doing 12? Did I add
10, 11, 12?
Okay.
Lebo's 10.
Final round. Not question.
Final round around. Yeah, sorry.
I got you.
My bad.
There's one fact or fiction. There is one player with the Chiefs in the pass rush who has gone under the radar so far who could provide a sizable improvement for the Chiefs' ability to get to the quarterback.
Sure. Fact.
Fact or fiction? Lebo says fact. Beards?
The fact. His name is Danny Shelton. He's very large.
I just don't know the player that you're thinking of that you like.
Or maybe he's just trying to trick you and he's not thinking
of
anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go fiction.
It's fiction.
Yeah.
See that right there? I was testing
the
thing.
What is the score?
I got Jason up. Jason and Beards tied. Lebo one behind.
Damn it! I shouldn't have said that.
So 7-7-6 is what I've got here.
Yep, 776.
That's a weird way to keep score over there.
Two to play.
Just put Danny Shelton would be a large addition.
He might help in the running game.
I would have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 slash.
If I didn't say pass rush, I might have said Danny Shelton.
Because then I'm marking these are the questions.
I got you.
Fact or fiction?
Beards.
Penalty kicks are an abomination and an embarrassment to the beautiful game.
Fiction.
I'm not going to play the game on this one. That's fiction.
It's fiction.
It's fiction.
I mean, it's not the most accurate way to pick a winner, but they are fun.
Oh. Were an abomination.
Oh, yeah. They were a blast, though. I had a great time.
As bad as them were the ones from Japan yesterday.
Yeah, that was rough.
Awful.
Last one in regular time.
Regular time.
Fact or fiction?
Extra time.
887.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Will play in another Super Bowl before Patrick Mahomes does. I feel great about this one. Because this is
total heart fiction.
I'm one behind. I need to say fact. But I think it's fiction.
But you're saying, what's your answer?
I'm saying fact because that's the only way to catch him.
Beards?
I'll say fiction.
And so now you've got to be able to
pencil it's a
with
fact.
This.
Yeah. That is a fact.
Is it actual fact in your mind?
Just
or
we're
is it
extra time.
You want to
I tie think,
it? We would have either way.
I think that right now, this season, I think is the only year where Burrow has a better chance to get there before Mahomes does. And I think the Bengals can get it done this
What's
year.
What's the category?
Also, I did have deal. That one as my last question because my little answer is just the letter F because I definitely could have made the argument either way. And now we're tied up. Here's the tiebreaker. If you could add any player in the NFL to the Chiefs roster, who would it be?
Oh, boy.
All right, next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
And I'm going to be doing some deep lunges.
Yeah, it won't be distracting at all.
And back up. That's right.
Won't be distracting at all.
Make that booty pop.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
I will continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you. Josh Briscoe, Beards. Todd Lebo hanging out with us until 2 o'clock. The program with Ren Petro, Curtis Ebolt comes your way. At 2 o'clock, we are in the tiebreaker of the fact or fiction. It is tied 8-8-8.
It was a late field goal by me to tie it up, go to overtime.
Yeah, I didn't think the field goal was even going to matter. I thought I would have, or Beards would have won regardless.
No, it didn't happen. It's a big
Sometimes
field.
Sometimes it just plays out.
We
like
got
that.
About 3.5 minutes left, also, so we get to see which one of you wants the ball in your hand at the end, and which one of you is afraid to leave your defense out.
I'm gonna
there.
Call a timeout real
Sometimes
quick.
Sometimes it
I gotta,
like that.
I gotta get myself ready. I gotta call a timeout.
How's your foot? You stretch your foot out a little bit. Anything
foot.
Like that?
Yeah.
All right. It's so the tiebreaker here.
Crowd to get going.
Tiebreaker here. Play along at home, everybody. Okay. If you could add any one player in the NFL to the Chiefs roster, who would it be? We had clarifying questions in the break of, I'm not accounting for contract or cap or long-term, really. This is just the guy that you are adding to the team, I think just for the remainder of this season. You want to say this year, next year, whatever. I don't, but I'm not going to give you some dude from this year's draft class unless there's somebody I'm not thinking of who maybe I should be.
I'm going to write my names down. So
yeah, I wrote my names down cheating. As well.
So, Beards, you want to go first then since you don't have to write them down as Lebo and Jason get theirs? But now, or do you have an order for the tiebreaker? Does it matter?
I don't care. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
So just one, correct?
Give me your one first. If you guys all end up agreeing, then we can
Justin
go to
Jefferson.
Tiebreakers. Ooh.
Micah Parsons.
Ooh.
Those are the two names I
have. Are they
down.
Really? What order are they in?
I have Micah Parsons because I think that would be a bigger help for the Chiefs. And then I have Justin Jefferson written second.
I do as well.
Was your second name on there, Justin Jefferson, also?
Yeah, on
Holy
offense.
Holy bleep. That's hilarious.
So I had Micah as my third. I have a second one that is not either
is
of
it
them.
Tom Brady?
Okay, who's your second?
Tyreek?
Yeah, it's Tyreek.
Yeah.
I was hoping that would be your answer because it felt like the Beardsiest answer.
I felt like it.
I had Jefferson / Tyreek. Like
I didn't even have
one.
Justin Jefferson. I think you guys are right, by the way. I think I would have been wrong. Jamar Chase would have been good.
And then I had Trent Williams. Or healthy Rashawn Slater.
So I think that the definitive answer is Micah Parsons. As much as I would love any of those pass catchers.
Yeah.
But you guys both
that
had it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but then you both had Justin Jefferson next. We've talked about the rest of them. So
what's the next one?
Penalty kicks.
Oh, so let's go to PKs. You guys write another name down.
Just kick each other.
I wrote another name down already.
You wrote
Williams.
Down Trent Williams.
Yep.
I want to do...
I feel like Jason's been winning these a lot recently. Not to give any hints as to...
I hate everything I just thought in my head just now. I really think they need a pass rush, so I was looking for another kind of defensive end type of guy. And the first thing that came to my head was Bosa. And then I threw up a little bit. So.
Yeah, which one? Which one would you say?
Well, which one's hurt less? The guy for the Niners is hurt less.
Nick is younger and hurt less.
I feel like
I'll
Nick
go
is hurt
Nick
less.
Bosa then.
Or you could have gone Judon or Max Crosby.
I almost said Max Crosby. I couldn't say a Raider.
Yeah.
The hand of God, the first two names I wrote down were Micah Parsons 1 and Nick Bosa 2. I think Trent Williams is high on that list, but Lebo gets it on the tiebreaker.
PK.
A comeback in the PKs.
Nice.
But oh my God, man. Can you imagine what either of them would do off the edge in this deal? I have, in my logic, really, as much as Trent Williams would be a blast, I have more faith in Orlando Brown Jr. being competent and good enough than I do any of the edges doing anything resembling Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I think the top two probably should be Parsons and Bosa slash Crosby slash Judon slash high-level pass rusher.
I mean, we're just dehydrated from lack of pass rush.
Yeah.
We need some water.
Burns or Garrett or...
I need a... little napkin here. I scratched my face. Now I'm bleeding. Uh-oh.
You're bleeding?
It's a tough show today.
You're putting your body on the line for entertainment.
It was PKs.
I did think an interesting, fun answer was, Tyreek Hill.
I do. I wrote down, he was the only receiver that I wrote down, actually.
That was my second choice.
Just because I was prepared for it. Yeah. Because
I put Jefferson slash Tyreek. Because it's not like you go, I'll take Justin Jefferson because, he's better than, yeah, but Tyreek has been pretty amazing for the Dolphins.
He has, but I do think Jefferson is a little...
more all around?
Yeah, he's just a little different style.
He's your more traditional number one wide receiver. Tyreek Hill was a non-traditional
wide receiver. We've also seen what Tyreek Hill does in the offense. Let's have some fun.
But yeah. Ooh, let's get different with it.
We've also seen that Tyreek Hill has almost 100 receptions and is leading the league in yards by over 100.
It's unbelievable. With an elite number two receiver there as well.
I haven't watched every second of their games. But I don't remember him making the biggest plays in the games.
He
hasn't had one of those like Justin Jefferson one-handed, we're going to win in Buffalo.
He's just so open that
he kind of stops and waits for the ball to get there and then keeps running.
If the 49ers defense didn't have the turnovers from Tua and the defensive touchdowns, the whole second half was Tyreek. Mm-hmm. It was Tua to Tyreek to really get anything generated. They couldn't run the ball at all. The only thing they could do was throw to Tyreek Hill. And he was open a lot. So whether that's McDaniel's scheme or...
That sounds familiar.
Tyreek just being Tyreek. Couple reasons. One, he's on my fantasy team. Two, I had him as 8 or more receptions and also 100 yards receiving at the DraftKings.
You couldn't go wrong with either one of those guys.
I was watching that second half there, and it was all just Tyreek. But they didn't score because there were 4 turnovers by Tua in that game.
Thanks for playing, guys. Sorry.
It's a winner for Todd Lebo.
Yeah.
Winner.
So you've honestly been on a little bit of a cold streak. I feel like Jason's been on a hot streak.
I got to find my way with you. Me and Corey were together on this. Had it down.
Yeah, well, you and Corey were together because it was all about how do I lose.
Yeah, I'm just about finding the real winners.
Yes. Oh, whatever.
I'm not here to play your little games.
Thank you.
I'm here to play our big game.
Appreciate that.
Like a big boy.
Portugal up 2-0 on Switzerland at the half.
That defense has been like... Swiss cheese? Swiss cheese defense? Switzerland?
Holes.
That stunk.
Yeah. Goodbye.